Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the radio broadcast all about entrepreneurs. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome back to another dynamic episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we are here to motivate you, encourage you, inspire you, push you, pull you, and even drag you into your great and wonderful future. Why? Because we love you. You know, when you love somebody, you want them to be as, you just want them to have everything. You want them to be successful. You know, I think about God, how he sent his very own son to die for us so that we could have this great and wonderful life. Well, there are so many reasons that we are excited to share with you things to help you in your journey. Most of you are business owners and you're an entrepreneur. So we want to give you some tips, some tools, and some strategies to be successful. So for those of you out there who are, out there, like way out there, hey, you, way over there. But we're talking to you, and we want to definitely thank you for tuning in for another opportunity, another segment to, stay motivated, if nothing else, you tune in to this radio broadcast daily. And for the days that we're not here, you simply can go to the archives and listen to a previous show, maybe one that you've missed. Well, one of the reasons for you, if nothing else, to tune in to All About Entrepreneurs is to be motivated. Yeah, if you want to be motivated, motivation, someone once said, is like taking a bath. You do what? You take a bath every day. Well, you need to be motivated every day. Yes, every day you need a new level of motivation, a new opportunity to feel good about what you're doing, to stay on point, to stay on track, or to inspire something in you, maybe to ignite your dreams and your goals. You can do it. You know, sometimes we just need somebody to tell us that you can do it, and then to show you that you can do it, and then to give you the steps. I don't think there's anything better than that, because there are so many people who are so missing out on life. And when you go back later and talk to them, the first thing they will say is, I didn't know. No one told me. Well, guess what? We're here and we're telling you. So today, I want to give entrepreneurs, those who start businesses or want to start a business, and everyone has some type of business goal inside of them. Maybe you have not birthed it yet. But most people are never just satisfied in working for someone else. And especially today, in this day and time, because you can be working for someone today and be laid off tomorrow. The company could shut down, could lay you off for whatever reasons. They're going to right size and downsize and French size and McDonald's size, all other kind of sizes. So you can't just depend on a job. So most people today know that they have to have some type of their own business on the side or for later. And for some people, later becomes right now. So today I want to give one tip to entrepreneurs, and one tip today. Today being Thursday, what an awesome day. Thank God we woke up. Thank God we didn't die in our sleep. thank God we got out of that bed. Oh, we thank him this morning for how he has blessed us again. So now, here's my tip for individuals who have the desire, the dreams, the ideas to start a business, or maybe you already started that business, or maybe you've been active trying to start your business, and maybe things aren't going quite the way you want. Maybe you're doing a lot of things, and or things you're doing are not panning out. You're not seeing the real successful outcomes and results that you had expected. So I want to offer you this entrepreneurial tip today, and that is get your niche. Find your niche. Create your niche. Find it. Discover it. Because it's when you find your niche, you will see things begin to change and shift in a new direction that you may find more favorable and successful for you and your organization. Stick with your niche. Like, for instance, okay, Wrigley's, the people who make chewing gum. Now, they found their niche, chewing gum, and they could have done very well with chewing gum, and then they could have got into the candy bar niche, and then they could have gotten to the potato chip niche. You know, all of these are snack-type things or things that people do in between their meals, but they didn't do that. They stuck with chewing gum. They stuck with their niche, their first niche. Try to think about that for a minute. Think about people like them. And so you too can find your niche. Okay, you got Lifesavers, the little candy drops. They found their niche. They didn't start there and then go into frozen foods and then go into soda, okay? You have to, sometimes you, when you, but when you find your niche, the good thing about that, it allows you to put so much of your energy into one area and to really get that laser focus that you can really create something really, 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 really good, as opposed to not having a niche and trying to satisfy several markets and many industries and many products and services, which can sometimes leave you stretched a bit too thin, which can cause frustration and all kinds of things. So find your niche, or you could find a niche, two or three. Some say niche, some say niche, N-I-C-H-E. It's depending on where you're from, how you grew up, what you believe in. You say tomato, I say tomato. So you say pajamas, I say pajamas. So everyone, you know, has a little, has their own little accent there. But again, your niche in the, for entrepreneurs is that, is finding out what single item or single thing that you want to start with within your industry. Say, for instance, the transportation industry. Well, there's many different things you can do in that one industry. You can be the person supplying the transportation. You could be the person connecting the people who need the transportation. You could be the person who repairs the transportation. There are many things within an industry. So find your niche and focus on that. And even if you have to come back later, years later, and do something different, well, at least you already know how to do everything, that because when you focus on that niche, yeah, you focused on that niche. That's just it. See, sometimes when you focus on that niche, the key word there is focus. You were able to get focus. A lot of people, they see that in their businesses, they just can't get focused. Well, that's the whole key. they might be trying to look at too many things at once. I know my pastor, he always, Reverend Terrell, always says, if you chase two rabbits, you won't catch any. So you got to sometimes, you know, stop. If you find that you're not having the success that you thought you were having, then you want to focus in. I know, for instance, it can be used, this concept of niching can be used in many areas. I think back to my days when I had started college in 1990, and I decided to, I made up my mind to go back to school. Well, I focused in on school. I made studying, getting good grades, and doing what I needed to do, I made that my niche. I didn't try to go back to school, hang out with friends, party over here, and all of that. No, I made school was became my niche. And I focused in on it like a laser. I didn't care about anything else. Yes, I was still married, because as a matter of fact, I got married the same year that I started college. I started school in the spring semester of 1990, January 1990, at Six County College. I got married March 24th, 1990. So before the semester, so I went into the semester knowing I was getting married, so planning a marriage, a wedding, and all of that, and then starting school. And I end up with straight A's at the end of that semester. But even though I got married, I still was able to focus in on my niche because I had already made school my niche. So focus in on, it could be school, it could be your marriage and your family for that matter, and it could be some product or service for your business. By focusing in, you turn all of your attention on that thing to make it successful when you find your niche. So you study that thing, you study that area, you study that product, that service, you study the customer, you study the suppliers, you study the opposition, you study everything. When you focus in on that niche, you study everything that is within the scope or the environment, everything that is surrounding that niche, that thing that you want to do. And you will find out that you're more successful, that you are doing better at it. For instance, I'm in the process of doing it again, focusing in on my niche of being a speaker and a trainer and a coach. That's my niche, as opposed to me doing some other things, right? That's my niche. And even in those areas, my speaking, coaching, my niche is personal development. That's my niche, as opposed to me trying to teach or train on, you know, finances or trying to teach and train on some other things. No, I'm focusing in on personal development. And what I'm saying to you is if you want to improve your business results, the bottom line of your business, if you want to have more success with your business and your entrepreneurial venture, what I'm saying is you may want to consider having a niche, discovering your niche, and then focusing in on that so that you can get better and better and better at that and have a successful business, as opposed to doing many things and just having mediocre success in all of them. Okay? And having that one area that you're really focused in and you're keen in your kingdom, and you feel more organized when you do that. You're able to maintain better, because you have a niche and you know what to focus on. Whenever you hear or see anything pertaining to your niche, take those notes. That's another tip that I may talk about in another time and day. But you can definitely find your niche, discover your niche. Now, but let's just say you're just starting out. you're just starting a business and you don't even know what to do yet. You don't even have a clue. Well, but all you know is that you're an entrepreneur and that you want to have your own business. You have your talents, your gifts, your skills that you want to employ to work for yourself. You know, I tell people, why would you want to go and make millions for someone else's company when you could make millions for your own? I said, why would you want to go make millions for someone else's company while they pay you a few thousand dollars when you could start your own business and make millions and pay other people thousands of dollars? Yeah, I said that. Why would you go and make millions for someone else while they pay you a few thousand dollars when you could make millions for yourself and pay others a few thousand dollars? So it's a mindset. It's a choice. But in order to do that, in order to have that kind of business, you will definitely have to have a niche. But those are some of the things that we'll be talking about in the weeks to come right here on All About Entrepreneurs. You see, it's all about entrepreneurs. So right there, that's a good example of a niche. That's somewhat of a niche to say, okay, I'm going to focus this broadcast for entrepreneurs. So it's the different topics that I select, or even if I select a topic that does not appear to be about entrepreneurs, then I have a way to translate it and transform it and to present it in a way that entrepreneurs can see how this fits their life. Because as an entrepreneur, an entrepreneur is just a human being. So everything that every other human being needs, an entrepreneur needs it too. So the same thing would work. People feel that if you do not work for someone else, that you're not working. And that's just silly. And when people say that, it's unfortunate that that is the teaching and the mindset of Americans. And I don't think it's like that in any other country. But in America, that's the mindset and the teaching from day one. That if you, because we're socialized to get a job, to work for someone else. That's just how we're socialized here. It's no one's, not your fault, not your parents' fault. That's just how we're socialized here. And though, therefore, it hinders many people from being a successful entrepreneur because they believe that they don't see the value in being an entrepreneur because in their minds that's not even working. You're not doing anything. Isn't that very, very sad? Very, very sad. Here's the saddest part of that is that when you work for someone else, I don't care if you work for IBM, you may work for Port Authority, you may work for Xerox, you may work for Apple, you may work for McDonald's, for that matter. You may work for the daycare center, wherever you work. Here's the thing. The individual that you work for, now get this, I'm going to say it a little slow because I know sometimes if I talk too fast, you may not really grasp all of it. And this is a very, very important concept, especially for entrepreneurs. All those companies that I named are owned and got started. They were started by, here's a big secret, an entrepreneur. Either a sole proprietor or it was a partnership. Sure, they could have started a corporation, but my point is, it was either one person or a couple of persons that got together and had an idea. They had an idea. Do you have an idea? Have you ever had an idea? Do you ever think you'll have one? Well, these individuals who run those big companies that I named, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Bouncing Bears, whatever you can think of, IBM, General Motors, the people who make elevators, the people who put paint in the parking lots, you name it. The people who, when you go park, you got to pay to get in. I'll never forget in one of my first jobs, and when I was leaving adolescent, my first job as a real adult at 18 was working for Cincinnati Time Recorder, a company that makes these little gadgets. You know, when you go into the parking lot, that gate that opens, that arm that lets you in, we used to make those. They still make. I don't know what that company is doing today, but I suspect when I return to Cincinnati, I've never been back to that company since I left there when I was 18. So you're talking about what? 40, 35 years ago? 30-something years later? No, more than 30. Wow, like maybe 40. Yeah, 40. Wow, 40. Okay, 38 years ago. So this time when I go back to Cincinnati, I'm going to make it my business to be there on a weekday. When I can, and I'm going to go there. I know we used to get paid on Fridays. That I remember. But I don't think it was every week, though. I can't remember. I don't think it was every week. But I'm going to go there, and I'm going to let them know that I started at that company. Had I stayed there, I could retire now with 38 years. If I had stayed, I'd have 38 years in. I'd be like all those people that... Oh, I worked somewhere for 38 years and I'd retire, and wow, that would have been a life, huh? But all those companies, they have started with an entrepreneur that had an idea, and they implemented their idea. And more than likely, they made it a niche and they focused on it. And they did that and they did it well. Well, they make millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And you may say, but I can never do that. And you're right. The moment you say you can never do that becomes your reality, because your perception is your reality. The moment you perceive I can never do whatever it is, then that's the moment it becomes a reality for you. Those individuals that I named, those different companies, started with an entrepreneur. And individuals will go and try their best. They will go get education. They will go get back and get certifications. They will go and register. They will do everything they can to try to work for those companies. But the individuals that you are going to work for, they had an idea and they were entrepreneurs. They launched their ideas and they worked at it. But yet, we say, now you take an entrepreneur like myself, or the lady next door, Charlene Avon, or the person out there doing events, we say, these people aren't working. See, I don't get that. If the person who started IBM or Cincinnati Time Recorder or Valcor Engineering, all these big companies, Apple, if they... Okay, you're going to work. Well, then that's even more silly that you would go and work for somebody who doesn't work. Well, why are you working there? I mean, come on. Now, that's really funny. I think I'm going to start using that concept in my seminars, where I'm trying to encourage people and teach people how to be an entrepreneur and why they should be. But that's so funny. People would say, when you're trying to run your own business, whether it's making cupcakes or blowing up balloons or cutting the lawn type of thing, and you're doing it for yourself, right? It's your own business. But people will say, okay, that person works. But sometimes they'll refer to the entrepreneur as if they don't work. I'm like, duh, what? Hello? So yes, so now we have dispelled that myth. Entrepreneurs work. As a matter of fact, if you have a job, J-O-B, some people say just over broke, but if you have a job working for someone else, guess what? You now work for someone who doesn't work. If you're of the mindset that entrepreneurs don't work, they don't have a job, then that means you work and give them all your talents, gifts, skills, and abilities, or the majority of them. Because they're going to drain you by the time you get home. You're too tired to do anything for your own business. But you're going to go work for them, and they don't work. How's that sound? You're working for them, and they don't work. Well, that's another big secret that we could talk about forever. That's right. They start a business so that they can pay other people to do the work. That's what they're good at, entrepreneurs. That's what, now you heard it here on Blog Talk Radio, right here with Coach Lalisa on All About Entrepreneurs. They work, they start a business so that they can, and the way they grow their business is that other people work for them. And you're right, they don't have to work. You said it yourself. Entrepreneurs don't work, so guess what? All the people who own those, the people who sit at the top, the owners of those companies, they don't work. They hire a board of directors. They hire CEOs, CFOs, COOs, CIOs, and everything else, and every other kind of O. Oh, what a feeling, right? They hire all these O's to work for them, and then they pay them thousands of dollars, but they make millions and billions. So, now that I've said all of that, I want you to, you know, digest that. Think about that. And if you're an entrepreneur, just realize that you're in a good place to really grow and expand your business. But you must get used to bringing on help. You must get that. Until you break into that concept, you probably will stay a very small business, which is fine. No one's trying to make you be a big business. There are some small businesses. They're small forever. So that's okay. You can stay a little small business. Nothing wrong with that. But my whole point today was to talk about that niche. Starting with something, starting that one thing, focus on that one area, and do it well. And then from there, go into whatever else you might want to do at some point in time later, but not right now. Right now, you're just going to focus on doing that one thing. Okay? So, well, that's pretty much what I wanted to talk to you about, is that you can focus on your niche and really, really, really make sure that everything goes right. And we just have 90 seconds left for this broadcast. And we definitely want to thank each and every one of you for having tuned in. We thank you for sharing your day with us. And we thank you for joining us again this day. We hope that you will come back tomorrow for another segment of this broadcast. So with that being said, we will continue tomorrow for another segment. It's Friday. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Don't forget, if you want to join us at any of our Release Your Power parties or workshops, definitely hit me up on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/CoachLalisa. And what else? And if you are going to be looking to have a party, you definitely want to come to the party so you can see how it's done and maybe you can also have a party for your friends. Well, thank you again for tuning in. This has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams on All About Entrepreneurs. We are moving and grooving and on our way to a great place, and we want you to go as well. So don't forget, if you don't have a niche, try to find your niche. Look for things that you do well, that you know how to do, that you love to do. And last but not least, it's always good to work with a partner, an accountability coach, or someone that can help you. And that's what we're here for. So consider going to our website, Release Your Power, release-your-power.com, for more about different programs and trainings that we have. Also, there's other things that you can also do. We have our Speaking Your Way to Millions program launching this weekend, so stay tuned for that. And again, we'll have more information for you tomorrow. Take care. Don't forget, keep on moving on up, because in reality, there ain't no stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa.